I'm living a movie, not living by rules. It's just a movie, don't lose your cool.
To me, my X-Men, and welcome to another episode of Spoiler Movie Reviews on the Black Guy Who Tips Premium Network. Of course, Spoiler Movie Reviews are for people who've seen the movie, don't ever plan on seeing the movie, or just don't give a fuck about spoilers, because we spoil everything. And this movie is very difficult to spoil, but after the credits, Apocalypse is in there looking like a 12-year-old, so... Don't know what that really means for the future or not, because as you will see, it's a confusing movie. We have guests. Of course, you guys recognize that laugh in the background. That is Karen. What's going on, Karen?
How y'all doing out there?
All right. Glad you could join us for Days of Future Past. We also have a person who gave one of the more epic reviews of this movie. Here's the thing you gotta know about me, guys. I don't listen to movie reviews most of the time. I hate everyone's opinion that's not mine. Cause I'm sort of a narcissist. But Sterling's review was so good on the Gaming and Then Some podcast that I had to hit him up on Twitter and ask, was he okay? Sterling, are you okay?
I don't think I am yet. I don't think I am yet, yo. Like, it's just a lot of, like, I think that the hurt started with Godzilla and then just moved to Days of Future Past. I just still have so many questions and so much hurt left. Like, why the fuck they make this movie?
Why did they make this movie is a great point. The movie we're talking about, X-Men Days of Future Past, where the X-Men send Wolverine to the past in a desperate effort to change history and prevent an event that results in doom for both humans and mutants. We learn all that right up front. They really let you know, that it's going to be some problems for humans and mutants. The movie, of course, stars all your favorites, Hugh Jackman, James McAvoy, Michael Fassbender, Jennifer Lawrence, Halle Berry, Nicholas Holt, Anna Paquin, Ella Page, Peter Dinklage, Sean Ashmore, Patrick Stewart.
You didn't really have to put Anna Paquin in there.
Yeah, I really didn't. She's like, honestly, dude, I left the movie and my first tweet was, so I saw Anna Paquin was listed in the credits.
Yeah, good.
What happened?
Like, if you really blink or look down at your cell phone in the movie, you will miss her.
Yeah. Sir Ian McKellen's in this, by the way. I forgot to mention him. Let me see if I can play a clip from this. I'm looking at all the clips and I'm trying to find one that would at least like try to explain.
You're not gonna find one.
Cause like they do attempt to try to explain what's going on a couple times.
Yeah, and it's more than a couple times.
It's like six times, and none of them are good, but I'm looking for the clip where they're just like, we'll send you back because blah, blah, blah. And we're not going to explain these new powers or any of that shit. But, here we go. This is the opening battle. I don't want to see that. We need a clip that has some talking in it. What about this one?
I think, Wolverine explaining the Young Professor X should work, if we can find it.
All right. Yeah. I'm looking for that right now. Wolverine. Oh, wait. We got Wolverine meets Beast. That'll work.
Yep.
Let's go with this.
Can I help you?
Yeah. What happened to the school?
Are you a parent?
Sure as hell hope not. Who are you?
Thanks.
You're Beast? Look at you. I guess you're a late bloomer.
I don't know what you're talking about, but I'm gonna have to ask you to leave.
So where's the professor?
There's no professor here.
You're pretty strong for a scrawny kid. Come on. Sure there's not a little beast in there? Come on, beastie.
Hey! I said the school's closed. You need to leave.
Not until I see the professor.
There's no professor here. I told you that.
Look, kid. You and I are gonna be good friends. You just don't know it yet.
Professor?
All right, so there's a clip of apparently Wolverine and the Beast first meeting. Let's talk about the things that let's talk about what worked for this movie first. It's, because for me, this is a very difficult movie to talk about because I did enjoy it,
mm-hmm.
but I expect to have a lot of what didn't work. So let's talk about what did work. And I'll start with you first, Sterling. What worked for you for Days of Future Past?
Pretty much anybody set in the 70s. Dinklage worked. He was great, of course. McAvoy worked. He's always great. And as well as Fassbender, like, just going into full evil Magneto mode,
yes,
was great. And Jennifer Lawrence, she really did the role well. Like, it's been a while since I actually seen her in something I actually liked. Mm-hmm. I didn't like her too much in American Hustle, but she was really good as Raven in this movie. Even better than I think in First Class.
Yeah, you know what's crazy about that? Because her star has gotten brighter.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell that they were like, we can finally use this character. Because when it was Rebecca Romijn Stamos,
she was just there in the background.
Yeah, she was there to do a bunch of fighting scenes and then smile.
Yep.
So to actually see some acting coming out of Mystique was pretty cool. And she pretty much carried the first half of the movie mm-hmm. by herself. So that was pretty dope. Karen, what worked for you?
A lot of things worked for me. I thought the Sentinels, the future Sentinels was the coolest shit ever. For the fact that they could adapt, they could adjust, they could soak up a mutant's powers and use it against them. I thought that shit was the coolest thing ever. I like the fact that when somebody was about to die, basically a big ass flame would come from them and they would blow them up.
Mm-hmm.
I like the past characters. I like,
yeah, you know what? I gotta add on to something. Future Sentinels were also great because they were fucking motherfuckers up.
Yes.
They killed Halle Berry, so I was happy.
Mm-hmm. But they were killing people horribly. Like, it wasn't just, you know, like an off screen.
Yeah, they didn't cut away from anything.
Nigga, they was putting like skewers through motherfuckers, ripping Colossus in half.
Oh, I was so, like, by that first scene that happened when they kept doing it again, I just got so happy every time Blink would use her powers because I wanted to see how she would fuck up and how Sentinel would catch her ass and kill her.
Yeah, because I thought she would be the one they couldn't get because I was like, just when everybody dies, just blink yourself away then. Fuck it.
Yeah.
You they know? Were like, nah, nigga, we gonna get you through this portal, dog.
Dog, what? They were like, don't worry, we know how the portals work, too. But yeah, they, you know, I enjoyed that, man. I enjoyed watching new, like, these mutants use their powers on screen because that's all they basically got to do. But I enjoy watching them do that shit. Karen, go ahead, I'm sorry.
I enjoyed the past characters, mm-hmm. the characters from the 70s. For the fact that I like the other X-Men. And in my mind, that was the first X-Men. I all the shit before that, I hated all those other X-Men. So as far as I was concerned, it started a movie ago.
Mm-hmm.
In my mind, like, to me, it was easier to watch it like that. And for me, I think that those actors are just overall just better performers, just better actors, better performers. You could feel the characters. You understood them. I liked Tywin Lannister.
Peter Dinklage.
Shout out to him for being in the movie because I was like, oh, shit. And he played his role. I enjoyed that. Also, Roger touched on it, the deaths. I think the deaths were over the top. I liked the fact that they were many, 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 many deaths, which to me... because at the end, they kind of reversed it, but I still enjoyed seeing the deaths.
Mm-hmm. I enjoyed the Quicksilver scene.
Yes.
Even though it's kind of sad because he seems forced into the movie because mm-hmm. they never use him again. They don't bring up, they don't really get into where he comes from. There's a quick snide, like, joke about it, but you don't actually get to see it. So it was, you know, a little bit disappointing just that he's only in there for that one purpose. But That jailbreak scene is dope as shit. The way it's shot, everything about it is great.
Yeah. And didn't they joke about Magneto being his daddy?
Yeah, because he is in the comics.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
So he was like, oh, my mom said she knew a dude that could use metal. And I'm thinking to myself, like, now let's think about this, guys.
Yeah, like, nigga, like, it's not that hard to figure out.
Yeah, it can't be too many niggas on the planet that can use metal with their minds. It can't Mm-mm. be. I enjoyed the scene on the plane.
Yes.
Because my nigga Fassbender be acting, and there was that time where they just let him go, and he out-acted everybody in that plane.
And he was going to kill everybody. He was like, look, nigga, I will crash this goddamn plane with all us on it.
Although the character seemed to be a bit inconsistently written, because he flexed all that muscle on Charles to be like, nigga, I would never let them kill a mutant. And then 5 minutes later, he was trying to kill Mystique. But okay. 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 I enjoyed, as I know a lot of people didn't like this, but I actually enjoyed, the storyline with Professor X. As little sense as it made as far as how that drug worked, I actually enjoyed, McAvoy giving Professor X like something to do. Cause pretty much Professor X is a staple in the X-Men community as the guy who always has his shit together.
Yeah.
And I like the stories where he does it, cause nobody should always have their shit together, man. Like, that's not a character. That's a fucking cliche. And to see him at his bottom where he was just like, man, fuck mutants. Fuck this. Like, nigga, I got shot in my ass. It's not worth it.
Ah.
They taking us to Vietnam. So yeah. And I think you guys already hit on, Mystique and that character having a cool turn. The last scene with Magneto, it works so well for me, dog. Mm-hmm. Like, and by work, I don't know what happened with, how he could make them sentinels work by just putting metal in them, but okay. But the shit where he's like, I'm gonna help the Redskins get the closest they ever gonna come to the championship.
Yes, sir.
Like, this nigga looked at that stadium and I was like, oh
my. It's mine now. I'm leaving.
Excuse me, janitor. Like, that dude took that stadium and went off. Is Stan Lee even in this movie? Because I don't recall. I think he was.
I can't remember. I think it was early on in the movie.
It's a really, really small. Was he on an airplane or something like that?
Okay. Yeah, I just didn't remember.
Like, in the background or something.
I think he might have been the pilot, maybe.
Okay. Yeah, I know it was a scene in the airplane, but it wasn't his normal, here I am. It was like, okay, and they kind of rolled across him.
Okay. Prison Break, dope shit, I enjoyed the comedy in this joint.
Yes.
There were some scenes where they covered up the fact that it didn't make sense by making it funny. Which, you know, in my opinion, if you can keep me entertained, I will give you a pass. Mm-hmm. And they kept me entertained because, like, the scene where, that we just played, where, Wolverine beats up, you know, punches Beast and then gets into a fight with him. It's a funny ass scene. You know what I mean? But it's not really, like, they don't actually take the time out to start explaining shit. They just go, hey, nigga from the future, I'm at the door and I got a mission. And I'm going to punch you in the face and then we're going to fight. And I was like, close enough. Let's do it. and they have a bunch of scenes like that, to be quite honest, where it ain't really good, but it is really funny. So that was cool. What else? Oh, special effects were great. Teamwork and the fights from the future were great. Now let's talk about what didn't work. I'll try to give everybody one and we'll just keep going round table. Cause I feel like if I let one of us go, we'll be talking for 30 minutes. So, I'll start with you, Sterling. Give me one thing that didn't work.
Okay. Before I say this, I need to understand something because I haven't seen like the first three X-Men movies since they first came out.
Okay.
And I know you got a way better memory than me. The Wolverine, the second Wolverine, movie.
Yeah.
That takes place after, what do you call it? After X3, The Last Stand, right?
No, it has to, because
I'm about to say, Jean is dead. Jean Grey and shit.
Yeah, Jean is dead, so yes.
Okay, and in that movie, he lost his adamantium, right?
He didn't lose his adamantium. he had his healing factor stolen from him because they chopped off his claws with a super adamant, like some type of adamantium, like cutting blade. But it was only his claws, not his, like the adamantium in his body should still be fine.
Okay. But like, so, but that's when he gets his bone claws back, right?
Right.
So he wouldn't have had the bone claws in the '70s.
Well, no, in the '70s, he could have the bone claws because it's before Weapon X. It's before he went to Weapon X to even get the adamantium in the first place.
When the Striker dude took him?
Yeah. What he shouldn't have the fucking metal is at the very end when they show that everything's back to normal and he's in the school.
Yes.
Now, I mean, obviously something could have happened and he could have got it back, but he shouldn't have it then because technically he lost the metal part of his claws, you know, in the Wolverine.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Okay. Then I don't have an issue because I just really didn't know where the Wolverine lied in that. So it didn't make sense.
Yeah.
But the biggest thing to me first was the constant reiteration of the plot points.
Oh, there's, my God. Yes.
In the future, when Kitty Pryde, Wolverine, Magneto, and Professor X are talking, they literally say the same thing three times between four different people. Like, the audience is somehow so dumb, they can't understand why Wolverine is going back in time. Where if they just do it, it will be done.
Yes.
Like, they had to do it. They did the shit there, and then he tells Professor X the same shit that we heard three times already because they felt like telling us in the future. And then they show it again when they bring in Magneto, which is some shit we just didn't need. Like, we understand that Magneto's going to have to get a full explanation of what's happening, but we're smart enough not to have to see that part on the plane and get a fifth explanation of why Wolverine is in the past.
I agree with that. There was a constant reiteration of, hey, guys, this is what's going on. Hey, guys, this is what's going on. In case you forgot from 5 minutes ago, which adds to the runtime of the movie. Karen, name one thing that didn't work for you.
Seeing Halle Berry.
That's a good point.
I did not like her. She's a terrible-ass Storm. And when she died, I wish she'd have stayed dead. I was upset when she was back. I was like, God damn it, end her.
Did you appreciate the fact that at least they didn't give her a lot of lines? And she?
Yes. Now, that part, I 100% agree with. I'm glad they didn't give a fucking monologue. I'm glad they didn't give a sob story. I'm glad she didn't do no rah-rah speech. It was unneeded.
Yeah. It's kind of foul because I found out after the movie came out that they had another plot that they left out of the movie.
With the one with Rogue?
Yeah, which was that they needed... Kitty gets cut by Wolverine during one of his spazzes. And in order to heal her, they have to... Professor X and Magneto have to go on one last mission. They try to find Rogue, bring her to... the place where they're holding Wolverine and doing sending them back in time. And then they're going to use Rogue's powers to transfer Wolverine's healing factor to Kitty, which is not how Rogue's powers necessarily work most of the time. You know, like that, I know she can take people's powers, but we haven't seen her give people's powers.
Yeah.
She would need to like get to a mutant that can give powers in order to combine that, but whatever. Maybe they were going to retcon it and say this is her new power or whatever, right? So I would have liked to see that, to be quite honest. And I know they didn't have time to do it, so I get why they didn't, but, it would have felt better because maybe the reason I'm bringing this up is maybe Halle Berry would have had something to do because she was just there to die, in my opinion.
Which, yeah, you know, I was okay with that though. Yeah.
Me too.
Which is fine, because I don't like her as Storm, but I'm just saying, like, that's probably, like, she probably had shit to do when they took it out the movie.
Yeah.
I will say what I didn't like, the retconning of the power, the Kitty Pryde shit, immediately.
I actually was okay with that, just because, if I'm not mistaken, she was never in any of the other X-Men movies.
She was.
Oh, she was?
Yeah, she was was in X-3. She was a love interest of Iceman in that joint. She fought the Juggernaut. She's the one that phased through all the walls and he...
Okay, I remember that. Yes.
Oh, yeah, never mind. Then fuck that. Because like, the only thing I was going to say was because she wasn't in any of the other movies, I don't care that they changed her powers from the comic books. But if she was in one of the other movies, then no. Because it's the same issue I have with Professor X in this movie.
Yeah, and you couldn't do that.
Yeah, and I guess for me, it was one of those things where I was like, okay, I just kind of took it at face value because I said if you start thinking about it, you're getting mad.
So well, like, okay. I enjoyed this movie, and I was like, okay.
Okay.
But for the record, that's not good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I can enjoy something and still be like, that's a terrible fucking explanation.
Okay.
You did a bad job.
That executing it.
I don't care.
I found something online about somebody explaining why everything was happening. Supposedly, the reason Kitty Pryde has those powers, this hurts my head because it's impossible, is because she has the powers of Jean Grey and Cyclops' daughter. The only issue is that baby never happens in this universe because they both fucking die.
Right. Yeah, like, that doesn't
none of this makes sense.
Like, it doesn't make sense. Like, and the thing is, maybe in the future they come back or something, but then where are they now? What, like, there's so much stuff they could do because it does span a ton of time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they go so far into the future that you could be like, okay, I guess maybe Jean Grey came back, Cyclops came back, they had a baby, she absorbed those powers. But since they don't explain any of it, I'm just left to assume? Like, nah.
I don't even think she came back just because of the way Wolverine reacted at the end of the movie.
Yeah, it wouldn't make sense. So, nope. The retconning of her powers is probably one of those, like, things that didn't work for me because they don't bother to explain it really. And it doesn't make sense in the frame of what her powers are. Another thing that didn't work for you, Sterling, we'll go back around.
I'd have to say what they did for Professor X's powers. Like Kitty Pryde was like, it was fucked up, but like watching what they did to Professor X was like my 9/11. Like, this nigga died in X3. He died. He's dead. And he put his like mental powers into like another person, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then they never talk about it. Then this nigga just shows up in the end of Wolverine. QMB's whatever the fuck happened over the last 10 years saying I got powers you don't know about. He never fucking explains it, but it, no matter which way you go, it just doesn't make sense. Because let's say his power was that after he went into that other body, he went into another body, right?
Mm-hmm.
So let's just say he's so powerful of a mutant, he's using his telepathy to project the image of Charles Xavier when he's not really Charles Xavier anymore. He's in another body, but he wants everybody to think that. Why the fuck is he in a wheelchair still?
Right.
Like, why would he make himself walking?
Right.
Like, just doesn't make sense. Like, it really feels like they just wrote a rough draft of Days of Future Past and then never thought about anything after it.
So much of it feels like, hey, how can we get Patrick Stewart back in this movie? You know what I'm saying? Like,
yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
Like, we'll figure the rest out, man, but wouldn't it be cool if we had Patrick Stewart back in the movie? I mean, I guess. I mean, but it doesn't make sense. Cool, but we can get Patrick Stewart. You see what I'm saying?
Like, I think this would have been a much better movie if they never had any of the future shit in it. Yeah. And it was just the 70s. And then we kind of work towards this in the next movie.
Well, first of all, the premise that all future movies is the same. Okay? It's we need to go back to the past and change something so that it won't fuck up the future. Here's the problem. From the second you go back into the past, you don't know what will happen anymore.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, the second you go back, it's already fucked up. It's like when they had that moment where he's like, Wolverine, you understand that when you go back, I will be a completely different man. And I'll need you to help me and change me to become the man that I am. It's like, well, if that didn't happen, then how are you the man you are now? That,
mm-hmm. What?
So there's already this problem. And then Magneto's like, yes, and you'll need me too. Why?
Wolverine in this movie is basically Microsoft Office's Clippy. Like, basically, like, would you like me to solve, like, the end of this whole mutant issue? Click me if yes. And then he just goes back and magically can fix everything.
I see you're trying to solve a time paradox. Would you like me to assist you with that? Karen, give me another thing that didn't work for you.
How it ends. Just the ending of it. Mm-hmm. And the way it ends, how did Professor X recognize that Wolverine just came back, but Beast didn't know that Wolverine had just come back?
Mm-hmm. I think that's because Professor X can read minds.
Right.
And the only person that knew about everything that happened in the world was Wolverine because the world shifted. Like, everything, like, he's the only reason he knew was because he lived it. Everybody else, their memory got wiped because it was a brand new present, a brand new future. So, to Beast, none of that ever happened. But to Professor X, because he could read his mind, he saw what really happened.
And for the record, Karen, I do understand what you're saying, because in that reality, like, how did he snap back suddenly? You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, he woke up. It's like, in real life, he would have actually lived all those times. Like,
oh shit, yeah, you're right.
Like,
and so
he would have actually lived to that point, and like, it wouldn't have been like, and then Tuesday, I just realized this is all bullshit, but okay.
So,
yeah, he would have had to play as his self going through that timeline.
Yeah.
So in my mind, it, I guess I was like, I don't understand that. And then when he went back to the future, I guess which future, and then something, and I know it probably would have dragged the movie on.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if they're going to cover this in the next movie, when he was like, well, when Professor was like, I want to tell you what happened. I would have liked him to kind of tell him all the shit that kind of happened, because it's a gap there.
Yeah, yeah. Like, why doesn't he remember the last X amount of years?
Yes.
Because it wouldn't snap him back and then his brain be erased. You know what?
No. Nope. Even if they did do that, like, let's say they just said, fuck the way time works.
Yeah.
And he does snap back. Why couldn't Jean Grey read his mind and realize what the fuck just happened?
Yeah, yeah, exactly, man. Although my heart did skip with joy when Cyclops showed up, because I'm not like the rest of these fuckboys. I like Cyclops being in this universe. You need a dick.
Yeah.
And like, X3 suffered for not having that dick in there.
I hate Cyclops as a person, but yeah. I like the character in the movies. And seeing him grip his hand up real quick made me smile.
Dog, what? First of all,
what the fuck you doing touching my girl, nigga?
Yeah, and first of all, that ain't your girl, Wolverine. And like, fuck Fox for acting like, because he's a bigger star, that love story matters to people. It don't. Stop. Mm-hmm. He always been a simping ass nigga for somebody else's girl, man. Like, stop trying to make him such a hero. We should be together. Your man need to die so we can be together. What a loser. Anyway. So, thing that didn't work for me, the drug. For getting rid of your mutations. Now, what
the one that gave Professor X his legs back?
That's yes. Yeah, not because of the Beast or whatever. Although, let's be honest, what does that mean for X3? Like, if there already was a drug that gets rid of your mutation, why the fuck did X3 happen? Because that whole plot was, we're gonna help people get rid of their mutations.
Mm-hmm.
So y'all was getting rid of mutations in the 70s? Would y'all run out? Like, what? Anyway.
See, what you're doing, Rod, is you're thinking too much.
Okay.
You're thinking way more than the writers thought.
Okay.
That's the problem right here.
So, but yeah, the problem I have with the drug is there's no drug that it doesn't make sense that the drug would make him walk again when a bullet severed his spine. Like, it wasn't that his mind wasn't strong enough. It was a fucking bullet, man.
Yeah, and like the way they even say it is some bullshit, because they even say, like, I think in the movie, like, cause in First Class, it severs his spine, he can't walk. And this one, it just hurts so bad, he can't walk.
Yeah.
Which is bullshit, because as a person who is disabled from pain, pain changes as you have it. Mm-hmm. Like, a pain that's a 10 when you first get it will become your 1 because you're just used to it.
Right.
So, like, for instance, when I first got disabled, I couldn't walk. But now I can, because I'm used to the pain. It's nothing to me. Professor X would have done the same shit. Like,
right.
None of this makes sense.
Yeah, he got shot in the back, dog, in his spine. Like,
but
what?
But it just hurts a little bit.
Yeah, no drug can do that, man.
Mm-mm.
Like, even if it was like heroin or some shit. Like, you don't see people go like, yeah, man, I couldn't walk, but then I did heroin and now I'm cool. Like, and the effects of the drug was too much like heroin, by the way. Like,
yes.
Like, they could have made that drug a little less, like, whack. Like, that drug.
I would have just been okay if he was actually on heroin.
I really would have been, dog. On some real shit.
Yeah, like, don't, like, have him have his powers. Just, you know, he was fucked up after the Cuban Missile Crisis and he on that H, dog.
Yeah, dog. Karen, Sterling, another thing that didn't work for you?
Going back to Quicksilver, his dad being Magneto.
Yeah.
Okay, so there, even if, you know, Magneto is his dad and all that shit, right? Mm-hmm. His mom opens the door. how would she not know who she fucked? Like, what is happening?
Well, wait, hold on. In that scene, I don't think Magneto was with him.
No, he wasn't.
It was Wolverine and Charles.
McAvoy and Wolverine.
Yeah, because they went to get him to get Magneto.
Oh, yeah, they had to go get him out of the Pentagon.
That would have been hilarious, by the way, if that would have happened, and she would have been like, "What the fuck? What are you doing here?"
Awkward conversation. They look at each other and shit.
They need to do that in the next movie, dog.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I can't say too much about that. We all had the jokes on Twitter from the day they showed the past Sentinels. They looked like they were made with Dyson vacuum technology.
They look like vibrators, dog.
Yeah, this is my issue. Like, they look like Dyson vacuums, all purple and plastic and shit. Why do they have to sound like vacuums when they were flying? Like, they were the most non-menacing thing ever. It was like,
flying
above the White House. Like, what the fuck? Like, they're supposed to be sentinels, scary, menacing motherfuckers. Make them sound evil as shit. Like, what?
I really hate how
it's on solid mode.
I really hate how the backlash to Man of Steel really took the teeth out of the sentinels in this movie. Not the future ones, but the past ones.
Yeah.
Cause that scene where they shoot up the White House and it's supposed to be Magneto controlling them, so he hates humans.
And he didn't shoot one human?
He didn't. Yeah, I was like, what? Is he missing on purpose?
Nah, you know what? I think he fucked up. You know, Magneto can control metal. He's not a computer programmer. And he tried to have it fuck up humans, and he just had to fuck up cars instead.
Yeah, my mistake.
Because he lit up every fucking cop car.
Dude, I swear they were just like, man, if we show him shooting up people are going to say that it was too much like, you know, terrorism, and it reminds them of sad shit.
I think I got to write my think piece on the amount of destruction in Days of Future Past.
Yes. Because
he lifted a stadium and threw it in the middle of D.C., which is a hugely dense population. Mad people had to die in that motherfucker.
He landed, and not to mention, he landed the stadium on Charles Xavier. Just... Right.
out of everybody in the world. And you know what? My thing is this. What happened to the people in the stadium? You know, because the custodian man was there. You know, it was like cleaning crew. Yeah.
Somebody was taking a shit and got a ride. Yes,
they was on their lunch break and shit. I was like, oh shit, why is the building moving? Oh shit, we floating?
So, I agree with you, Sterling. Not to mention, I don't get how he could control the Sentinels because they made it seem like he was controlling them electronically.
I guess
it seemed to me like he was controlling them. Not electronically, just mechanically. Those metal pipes.
Which I would have been cool with, but remember that was that scene where he was like, do what you were made to. And then it was like, hunt mutants. I was like,
oh yeah.
It's like, wait a minute, nigga, that's not your power. Like, so when did you learn to, when did you learn DOS?
Spoiler alert, Magneto's really Steve Jobs.
Yeah. He was like, hold on, I have to do something with C++ real quick. Okay, all right,
You just coding. There's a whole 10 minutes they cut up where you just coded.
HTML real quick.
I'm like, all you did was stick metal in them. You should just be able to make them shoot. I mean, like, make them fight, like, you know.
Yeah.
But Karen, name another thing that didn't work for you.
The relationship, the past relationship, or no, the future relationship between Magneto and Professor X, when they was kind of explaining to Wolverine about going back.
Yeah.
Why didn't they both say, nigga, you're going to talk to both of us?
They did.
No, but Magneto wasn't as stern. Yeah, like, Professor X was like, you're going to have to work with me. You're going to have to be patient with me. And Magneto was like, yeah. Why he was like, nigga, I was fucked up.
Yeah, he Professor X was like, you know, I was real fucked up in the paint.
Yeah.
You're going to have to work with me and give me patience. Magneto was like, by the way, you're going to need me too.
Right. He should have been. Yeah. It was like, hey, you're going to need to talk to me because I was a.
It would have really helped from the grip. He was like, you're going to need to talk to me, but listen, here's the issue. I shot JFK.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to come catch me from under the Pentagon.
Well, he said he tried to save JFK.
Yeah. You know, precise.
If you believe him.
Oh, yeah.
Because he was like a mutant. Because he was a mutant.
But in the first movie, he was also there trying to kill the mutants and shit.
Yeah, that's the other thing I said, too, was why, if JFK was a mutant, why did he try to have that missile crisis?
Yeah, it's that thinking thing again.
Oh, shit, you got me. What didn't work for me, the Vietnam scene.
Okay.
Not that it's not a fun scene, they just don't do shit with it.
Not a damn thing.
It's like, oh, cool. It's the Brotherhood of Evil Mutants. And they're gone.
Yeah.
They're back home. You don't see them again until you see Magneto doing that speech, and they're like giving a fist pump, you know, 3,000 miles away.
Working on a meat truck and shit.
Yeah. Yes. Bye, everybody. that scene was wasted. Let's go back around, see if everybody has any more. Sterling, anything else that didn't work for you?
One more. That horrible-ass Nixon. Like, I don't understand. It's been, what, 4 years? And I've seen good Nixon impersonators.
Mm-hmm.
How do you make a bet? Like, nigga, Futurama was on for over 10 years and was able, like, damn near weekly to give us a good Nixon impersonation. We couldn't, like, you're going to have a star-studded movie with, like, a budget of, like, $200 million, and you can't get a person that does this shit for a living or something?
Yes.
Like, it just, nah, man.
Agreed. Nah. I was going to bring him up, too. Karen, is there anything else that didn't work for you?
Yes. Why did Magneto at the end, in the future, when this, after the Senator Shindo was taking everybody out and Magneto was kind of standing at the door, why did he, like, take all the metal he could and, like, metal up the door? And you know, he walked through, right?
Mm-hmm.
But when Wolverine cut up, whatchamacallit, he couldn't use that power to strap Wolverine's ass down.
Yeah, he said, yes. He said, someone hold him. Like, he can't hold a metal skeleton motherfucker down.
Yeah, but and I couldn't understand that. I was like, now, he cut a bitch 5 minutes ago, but now you picking up every piece of metal you can to bogart the door.
Yeah.
Is his power special? I don't understand.
Yeah. The entire Stryker thing didn't work for me. Like, they couldn't figure out what the purpose of Stryker was and what they were going to do with that. Clearly, they're setting that up for another movie.
Yeah.
But, like, it's just like he was so pointless in this movie. And in the end, when they reveal, like, oh, Stryker's taking Wolverine out of the river to put into Weapon X. And you're like, oh, because in my mind, I got excited because I've been saying for a long time, X-Men Origins Wolverine is terrible. And
yes, it is. They
really should have made the first X-Men's Origin Wolverine his time in Weapon X. And I don't mean the fuck shit that they did on screen where he was in there for an afternoon. I mean him being experimented on with those fucking that helmet over his head and that, you know, wearing those electronic boxes basically naked, and they were like making him fight bears and shit in the cold. Like, I want to see that.
Yeah. I think you're going to have to, because obviously they got Channing Tatum as Gambit. So they're wiping away X-Men Origins.
Yeah, so I wanted to see that, and I was excited. And then right when it's as if this reach into the screen and just smacked the fuck out of me, they really was like, actually, it's Mystique. And I was like, are you serious, dog? Are you serious? Like, it should have been Stryker. Let him be the dude that fucks Wolverine up and makes him crazy.
Mm-hmm. But why? It would've helped.
Yeah, what's the point of it being Mystique? She gonna free him in the second movie and then everything gonna be cool again? Like, that's such a terrible, terrible decision, man.
I just want them to, like, because I think they said that the only thing that matters is First Class and all now.
Yeah.
I just really hope they're not gonna in any way talk about X-Men Origins, because, like, people, like Gambit was so bad in that movie, they forget Gambit was in that movie.
It was terrible.
But my thing is, I really want that movie to be nullified so I can get a real Deadpool.
Me too, man.
Like, that's what the fuck I need. I need Wade in that bitch acting a damn fool. And I think he might be perfect in that version of the Marvel Universe, mm-hmm. where they're a lot more comical. But I don't think we're going to get it if they can't fully just say, yeah, we fucked up.
Dude,
and just ignore the shit.
They could have just done a whole Weapon X like spinoff where it was Wolverine with Wade and Sabretooth and John, the dude that what is that dude's fucking name from Black Eyed Peas, that guy?
Oh yeah
the nigga that looks like Vega from Street Fighter.
Yeah, like they could have had him play it and shit. No, not that dude.
It's I Am Will.
Will I Am.
Oh,
Karen.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I Am Will. Oh, my God. God damn. Wow.
See, you were talking about a high five stuff. That breaks the top 100, yo.
Yeah, she getting reported. I just wrote it down. But Will I Am, he, like, not him, but the character. They could just redo that shit, because that crew was kind of like, in the comic books, that crew was pretty cool, and they go on some, John Rath is his name, but they go on some pretty cool movies. I mean, pretty cool adventures, and, you know, and the crew don't like each other. So
yeah,
that shit could have been cool, man, but.
That would actually be a great, the third part of the Wolverine movies.
Yeah.
Because, like, I don't think they're really doing them in order too much. Like, they're just kind of jumping around from different times, and obviously don't care mm-hmm. about what's happening in the movie since what they did with Silver Samurai and shit. So, like, if they could just go back to this part and show us that, I'd be totally here for it. And I think it would be a much better movie if you had all of those major characters
in. Dude, one of the best story arcs they had was that they had this robot called Shiva that would just go around trying to kill the members of that crew.
Mm-hmm.
And anytime that you killed it, it would switch to the next member. So, like, it would never just hunt you directly. It would be like, okay, tried to kill Wolverine, didn't work. Now to go kill Sabretooth, you know?
Gotcha. Yeah,
and, and it was a cool story because it had flashbacks in it and, you know, all this other shit. But yeah, at this point, it's such a jumble mess, like Sterling said. Who knows what they would use?
You know what they're going to have some shit called Operation Shiva.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to take place for 5 minutes in the movie.
Yep.
Ain't gonna make no fucking sense.
They gonna name it, make it some, instead of an android, it'll be Cloud, you know, cause they love changing shit that don't need to be changed.
Come on, like a cloud in the sky, like the Apple cloud.
Yeah, it'd be like, it'll be nanites instead or something. It's like, you know what would be cool, instead of a samurai that's a silver samurai with powers and shit that's a mutant, let's make it a mech. Like, all right, let's get the fuck out of here.
So what to do? Give everybody a virus? Give them STDs and some shit?
Yeah. Let's go ahead and rate this bad boy, man. We've been talking about it long enough. 0 to 5 is how we review things on a more Epic Than Love Jones scale. From 0 to 5, Sterling, what would you rate this movie?
I think I'm actually going to bump my score from my original because one of my issues was the bone claws.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll give it a 2 this time.
All right, so catch it on Netflix, everybody, if you get a chance. Karen, what would you rate it from 0 to 5?
I actually enjoyed it. I enjoyed it a lot. So for me, I'm going to give it a 4.
Full price opening weekend, everybody. So it's a little late, but if you're hearing this now, go check it out. And me personally, I'm going to give it a 4 also. I know sarcastically people have been, my man Brandon, Kev, and Chris been doing the 5 out of 5. It's not a 5, and is for obvious reasons. Like, you guys heard what doesn't work for the film. It's pretty hard to overcome that. And,
but I still enjoyed it.
Right. And I will say, even with those problems, I had a good time,
mm-hmm.
but it does not lend itself to thinking. Okay, guys?
I will say this, just to make sure people understand. I'm giving this shit a 2. It's still the second best X-Men movie I've ever seen.
Yeah, like, that's how I feel too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's my second, it's the second best, my second favorite X-Men film. And it's full of problems, but it's sadly, these problems mostly happened before this movie.
Yeah.
Like a lot of the problems is them trying to fix other shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What I'm really hoping for is, all those allegations of Bryan Singer fucking kids.
Mm-hmm.
I hope they're true.
Right.
So he goes to jail and he can't do the next one.
Okay. Yeah, for the record, it doesn't matter who does the next one. No one can fix the problems with this. As long as they're not going to completely reboot it, no one can ever fix these problems. It doesn't even matter. If you let me do the movie, it would come out fucked up because too many people fucked up from 1 through 6 to get to 7. You know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
What they really need to do is what Spider-Man did and just restart it, but you know, nobody wants to deal with the backlash of rebooting the movie because critics will slam the fuck out of your movie for doing that. So,
and then somehow say the original trilogy was better.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck that.
They will slam it. It wasn't time. It's too soon. So, just keep doing your thing, X-Men. This is the closest thing we get to comic books on screen.
I'm gonna still watch it. So, yeah.
Yep. It makes about as much sense as, the comic books do to me, in my opinion. I'm reading, all new X-Men right now. And, anybody that's read that will understand what I'm saying when I say this shit is, probably as close to this as we're gonna get, man. Like, it's just the same amount of confusing. The same fucking amount. So, me personally, I'm giving it a 4 out of 5. I enjoyed it. I think people that like X-Men movies will enjoy it. And people that don't like X-Men movies probably should listen to Sterling and wait for it to come on Netflix, because it doesn't make sense. And
I totally don't know how I missed this shit. This is the reason this shit will never get higher than a 2 out of 5. They got Michael Fassbender in this motherfucker, one of the greatest actors of my generation.
Yes.
And they gave this nigga the line, "I don't know karate, but I know crazy."
Crazy.
Nigga. Mm-hmm. And the crowd laughed. And I think that may be the moment I became a supervillain.
Yeah.
Because I just remember the hatred shrouding over me of the population. Like, why do you think this shit is good?
That is a "I'm gonna get you" sucker level bad bad line.
And he has no business saying that.
Dog, when he said it, I groaned. I won't lie. Yeah. I groaned, dog. Like, my nigga Fassbender had to do that, man. I know you looked at that script like 3 times. Like, so then I say, "I know crazy."
Like, it would have even been better if he was like, "I don't know karate," and then just kind of gave him a side eye, because you know what comes next.
Yeah. You know what it is, Sterling? That was them actively doing what I said earlier. If we can't explain it, we can make it funny.
True.
Yeah. Yep.
He's like, "Well, don't you know karate? Listen. What we're about to do with Quicksilver ain't gonna make no sense, and he ain't gonna be in the movie after this. So we just gonna have him say this dumbass line, and then we're gonna just go to the next scene. So let's throw some jokes in here, and there we go. So yeah, man, there you go, man. Go check out my man Sterling at GATSPod,
or GamingAndThenSome.com,
or GamingAndThenSome.com. Gaming and Then Some Pod on our podcast on iTunes and Stitcher. Very good, very funny show with the whole crew, man. And and a big friend of the show, man, like, huge, helped us out, man, just randomly spent an hour and a half with us this afternoon reviewing movies. I didn't even schedule this. It was just completely, "Hey, what are you doing?" So
yes, thank you, sweetie.
Can't thank you enough. And make sure you all you premium people, we'll be back soon with another episode. So until then, peace.
Get your act together. My life's a movie. I leave you in that act forever.
My life's like a movie. My life's like a movie. My life's like a movie.